to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work.
Hey friends, happy Sunday and welcome back to another episode of the Embodied Podcast. If you are loving what you're hearing on the show and you want to drop some feedback in iTunes, I would really, really, really appreciate it. Go over and drop a 5-star rating or a written review. Let me know what you're loving about the show, what you want to hear more of, what you want to hear less of. As always, any and all feedback is welcome. So, in today's podcast, I would love to unpack from the perspective of my work what Jung means by the quote when he says, "Life calls not for perfection, but for completeness." And so, this weekend in particular, I am going through another round of somatic experiencing training. So if you've never heard of somatic experiencing, really the gist, the elevator pitch of somatic experiencing is using the body's unspoken voice to tap into those implicit memories, those memories that are and experiences that are held in the body that we are unconscious of. So you're tapping into the somatic unconscious and allowing that self to be consciously experienced so that we aren't living in traumatic ways of existence unconsciously. So we're allowing the body's unspoken voice to have the voice and for you to be the witness of that in a safe and guided container. So something that we're talking about this training in particular is talking about completing fight or flight responses. And I think it really relates to Jung's quote here about life calling for not perfection, but completeness. So it's interesting because when we have these physiologically hardwired responses, so we have our fight or flight responses that are there to protect us and help us navigate the world. When those are blocked, frozen, or inhibited in some way, that energy gets stuck in our body until we can allow it to process and move through. And I believe that oftentimes our symptoms are just simply indicators of the depths in which we have experienced life. And so if we look at symptoms of outbursts of anger or road rage or chronic anxiety or depression or worry or fear or ruminating thoughts or these compulsive behaviors that we're participating in, I believe from a Jungian perspective and a somatic perspective, these are the indicators that are letting you know that there's something going on beneath the surface. There's something in the body that's wanting to be experienced and that is wanting to be completed. And if there is something going on deep down inside of you and it's trying to reveal itself to you and let you know the depths to which you are existing on this plane. It's not just about what you see in front of you. It's all the things that you cannot see. It's all the sensations in your body that you have not experienced. There's so much more to you than just what you see out in front of you and what you're experiencing in your symptoms. There's something more there. So when trauma happens and an emotion gets stuck in the body, it will try to get your attention, I would say, for the rest of your life in little different ways or big different ways until you learn to pay attention and start to speak its language. So the way you learn to speak its language is through sensations, through using imagery, through using different motions of the body using affect and emotion. And then by doing that, you help create meaning around specific trauma. And what happens is when we don't speak the language of the body, what happens is we get stuck in these cycles of thinking that we are, should be a different way than what we are. And I think that's what Jung means by perfection. We aren't on this life to live this kind of linear and rational perfect path. We're on this life, we're in this life to have little cycles of incompletes and then completes. It's so we get disrupted and then we have to navigate that situation to figure out how to complete that cycle of trauma. And so in Jungian perspective, what happens is a complex forms around any type of experience that has been disrupted or has been startled in any way. And so I've done a few podcasts on complexes, so you can go check those out. But I believe that what happens when these complexes form within our psyche is that the more they go unacknowledged and the more we strive to outrun them, outperform them, whatever we're trying to do, the more that they have the grip on us. And so they create this vortex of trauma that's just swirling underneath the surface. And so what somatic experiencing does is it kind of pauses and slows down that complex vortex that's kind of swirling under the surface, and it starts to give attention to that in which was disrupted. And we ask the questions, you know, what did we need back then that we did not receive? And we allow the body to answer those questions. And so through, you can watch individuals through exploring different body motions, different sensations, we can get to the root of what the actual symptom is trying to tell us. And it's trying to say, hey, I want to complete this. I want to fight back. I want to run. I want to scream. I want to claw your face off. There's different ways in which the body wants to complete itself. And it's complicated because we live in a society that often kind of shuns anger. It shuns, it kind of has this persona of courage and this heroic complex. And so if we say that we want to run, sometimes people would perceive that as being weak. But really, this isn't about making sense of what the body wants to do. It's allowing the body to do what it organically wanted to do so that it can be complete. And again, coming back to the Jung quote, your whole life is just many cycles of this happening. So when you are experiencing, for example, a heartbreak, and what your body is wanting to do to complete this cycle in your life is perhaps to be sad and to grieve, but perhaps there was a period of time in our life that someone humiliated us for crying when we were younger, and so that's going to be held in your body and perhaps blocking you from processing this current heartbreak. So whatever the symptom is that you are experiencing in the present moment, it's just an indicator that there's so much more to you that's going on underneath the surface. And if we can start to get curious about that, and we can start to learn to speak the language of the unconscious through sensation, image, behavior, affect, emotion, all these different ways, then we can really tap into that wellspring of what it means to be alive, what it means to be experiencing this life. And that process is certainly not promised to be comfortable, but it also helps to have someone who has been through that and understands what it's like to experience these really, really hard, these hard things. Like, processing unconscious material is tough. And, you know, if you get down to the body level, it's really, really hard. But when you realize that there are people who have gone down that route and have found a sense of completedness, a sense of freedom, a sense of ease, that doesn't mean that the way that they navigate life is just free and easy. It's just there's a sense of completedness about their being, and they can be a little bit more present in that. So with that being said, we will chat on Thursday. Bye, guys. We'll be right back.